I am still fired up and ready to go.
On to Michigan and South Carolina and Florida and Nevada and states after that.
29 primaries and caucuses between January 3rd and February 5th.
So tomorrow, we're going to get up, roll up our sleeves, and keep going.
A few of the presidential candidates speaking in New Hampshire last night. We'll hear more moments from the campaign throughout the program. We've been talking periodically with a group of undecided voters from across the country. With Iowa and New Hampshire behind us, we thought we'd see if anything has changed their minds. Let's start with one of our voters who will be heading to the polls on Super Tuesday, that is February 5th, when 23 states will hold primaries or caucuses. Let's listen to what she told me about herself back in November.
My name is Shannon Jackson. I'm from San Diego, California. I am a Democrat, and I was voting for Hillary Clinton.
And what do you like about Hillary Clinton?
I don't know. She just seems to have kind of gusto and kind of knows what she wants, and she's out kind of grabbing the bull by the horns, and I kind of like that.
So Shannon is back with us now. And Shannon, you were undecided back then. You kind of liked Hillary Clinton?
Yes.
And now, after New Hampshire, where are you?
I don't know. I think I'm maybe a little bit more undecided than what I was then now, because I think, I don't know, you know? I'm just very excited about what's going on.
So wait, what makes you more undecided now?
Well, I think originally, when there was kind of this buzz about Obama, I think that I was very excited about him then, but I didn't know if the whole country was ready for that, so I kind of went towards Hillary Clinton, thinking that maybe she was more electable. But after what I saw in Iowa, I started to kind of go back a little bit, and maybe that people actually do, you know, maybe Obama could actually, you know, win this nomination. So then, but last night, there was Clinton again, and I, you know, so it's kind of difficult. I don't know. It's very exciting.
You're in the Navy, and,
yes.
And you told me that government spending and the military are the most important things to you when you vote. Do you still feel that way? And if so, which candidate is more attractive on those issues?
I think I do still feel that way. And that's one thing that I think maybe is affecting how I think about who I'm going to vote for. I'm not really sure there's any candidate at this point that's kind of, you know, saying anything that I want to hear about government spending or, you know, what we're going to do about Iraq, what we're going to do about the military. So I think maybe that's one thing that's kind of keeping me from making a decision either way.
So what will you be looking for in the weeks leading up to February 5th, Super Tuesday?
I think it'll be really interesting to hear more people talk about the issues and people not really, you know, trying to talk about each other. I think that I'd like to hear people talk about Iraq a little bit more. I mean, I think people do, but that's kind of my main concern. So I'm going to be listening to more about what people are thinking about that sort of things, about the military. So that'll be kind of the things that I'm tuning more into.
Shannon Jackson, undecided but a registered Democrat and very excited in San Diego, California. Shannon, thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
This is Phil Buchanan. I'm from Melrose, Florida. I'm a 61-year-old retired middle school teacher and a registered Democrat.
Registered Democrat, but Phil Buchanan says he considers himself an independent. In fact, he began by supporting Mike Huckabee. I asked him if that has changed.
Yeah, I was very interested in him. He's a very personable, seems like an intelligent guy. I really had a big change of mind on him when he stated that he did not think evolution was viable or didn't believe in it, which in my mind completely put him out of my picture.
So who are you leaning toward now?
Definitely the Democrats look really good, and I was really impressed with Hillary's victory last night. Kind of defied what the media was saying and most polls. I'm really looking for someone that will bring the country together and bring the two parties together to get something done. So I think really Hillary is the best at this time to do that. I think Obama may have the possibility to do that. I think it depends on the congressional races a lot as to what can get done.
Did the results last night in New Hampshire make you take another look at Hillary Clinton and think that she is more viable?
Definitely. I was surprised. I mean, the media have pretty much written her out of the picture. When I think about it, based on what she did and the idea that is over and over again, the idea of change, it's so much depends on how the person can relate to Congress and the makeup of Congress. And I think that Mrs. Clinton may be able to do that better than anybody else.
Well, Phil, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That's Phil Buchanan. He's a registered Democrat. This time around, normally an independent living in Melrose, Florida. Now we turn to another Super Tuesday voter, and this one is in the Midwest.
My name is Rhonda Eggleston. I'm a registered Republican, and right now I live in Junction City, Kansas. I have raised four children. I like Duncan Hunter. I like Huckabee. I like Giuliani. So I'm kind of all over the board yet. I am truly still deciding.
Rhonda's back with us now. And Rhonda, are you still truly deciding and going back and forth between Duncan Hunter, Mike Huckabee, and Rudy Giuliani?
I'm still undecided, but I liked how the candidates last night after in New Hampshire conducted themselves. I loved watching the process of our elections here for president in the United States. I loved what McCain said and Huckabee also, and then also Mitt Romney. I just thought that they were all great. I liked what a lot of them said, but then didn't agree with everything that they did when they were senators or governors. So I'm still, undecided. I have no idea yet who I'm going to vote for president.
Now, Iraq is a big issue for you. Your husband is a lieutenant colonel and a doctor in the Army. You're actually moving to Germany because your husband's been stationed there. So what about McCain and his views on Iraq?
I do like a lot of the things that he says. I like that he seems a little bit more thoughtful. He hasn't always agreed with Bush on things, but he's been a little bit more thoughtful. Seems to have a little bit more oomph because of his service and the terrible things he's gone through. He doesn't say things lightly. The thing I love about McCain is he seems like a loose cannon sometimes, and the things I don't like about McCain is that he seems like a loose cannon sometimes. He doesn't always go with that party line, but I think that that makes him somebody who can work with the Democrats as well.
Now, there's no clear front runner at all in the Republican race right now, so does that worry you?
No, because I think that's part of our political process. I really enjoyed last night getting to see our process at its best with the Republican candidates. So I'm not concerned. I'm listening, and I'm hearing what they say. Last night was real. It was exciting. I think it was wonderful.
That's Rhonda Eggleston. She's a Republican from Junction City, Kansas. Thank you, Rhonda.
Uh-huh. Have a great day.
Along with Rhonda, we heard from Shannon Jackson and Phil Buchanan. Stay with us on Day to Day from NPR News.